A new study shows how expanding E15 sales can be a boon for corn farmers. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With the expectation of a record corn harvest this fall and the resulting decline in corn market prices, the industry is looking at the possibility of expanding sales of E15 blended gasoline. The National Corn Growers Association and the Renewable Fuels Association did a study of the potential impact of widespread year-round sales of E15. Scott Richmond is chief economist for the RFA.
We have shown over time that consumers will save as a result of E15. We've shown that quantitatively, what they can save. And we've talked about the fact that if we get a substantial expansion or full adoption of E15 as a result of a legislative fix of being able to sell it year-round, that it would greatly benefit corn growers.
Richmond says there's a push on now to get this done before the end of 2025.
It looks increasingly likely that for the main budget, there will be a continuing resolution, and then there are other legislative vehicles that are likely to move forward between now and the end of the year. So we're cautiously optimistic about the prospects for being able to work this into legislation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.